AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Wilmington, Delaware, a jury convicted President Biden's son of three federal gun charges. He could face up to 25 years in prison. Hunter Biden says he is disappointed with the verdict. President Biden did not speak about his son during a speech on gun safety. The White House says the president plans to travel to Delaware to be with his son. Republicans like Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks are pleased.
Average ordinary people would already be in jail for these types of charges. So I think it's reassuring to see the criminal justice system work.
Jurors found Hunter Biden guilty of lying to a federally licensed gun dealer, making a false claim on the application by saying he was not a drug user and illegally having the gun for 11 days. The AP's Michael Kunzelman reports the Hunter Biden case is a major victory for prosecutors.
They spent roughly 3 years investigating and prosecuting this case. It comes at a time when his father is locked in a very competitive battle with the former president, Donald Trump. And it also comes right at the heels of President Trump's own conviction up in New York City on totally unrelated charges.
Hunter Biden faces trial in September in California on charges of failing to pay more than $1 million in taxes. And congressional Republicans have signaled they will keep going after him in their stalled impeachment effort into the president. President Biden says he will accept the outcome of his son's criminal case and will continue to respect the judicial process. Hamas says it gave mediators its reply to the U.S.-backed proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza, with some remarks on the deal. It appears the reply was short of an outright acceptance that Secretary of State Antony Blinken had been pushing for. He's in the region now. The group says it is ready to keep working to reach an agreement. 53 years after a private plane carrying five men disappeared on a snowy Vermont night, experts believe they have found the wreckage of the long-lost jet in Lake Champlain. This is AP News. The survivors of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut are graduating.
And it's bittersweet for so many, says 17-year-old Ella Seaver, who was in a classroom down the hall from the shootings.
The what-ifs kind of spoil a lot of precious moments, just because you always remember that they're not there.
Especially on the day they graduate high school.
What if they were able to walk the stage with me?
Seaver and others have been active in anti-gun violence efforts, which they say they will continue as they enter college and beyond, saying they want to prevent shootings from happening through gun control and other measures. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge struck down as unconstitutional a 2023 Florida law that blocked gender-affirming care for transgender minors and severely restricted such treatment for adults. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.